We're up to Torah Chof Ches in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph. This chapter is Loshon Rabbeinu Zal. It's Rabbeinu Zal's actual notes, which Rav Nosson Zal copied over. In other words, it isn't Rav Nosson Zal's words, but literally Rabbeinu Zal gave him his notes to write the copy from that. This is still a continuation of the discussion between Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya and the 70 wise men of Athens, the debate that took place between them. The Gemara, this is quoting from the Gemara in Bechoros, where the Gemara says, they said to him, Benilon beso baviro di alma, build us a house in midair. So the Gemara says, Omar Shem, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya said the name of Hashem, the Shem HaMeforosh, the special secret name of Hashem, Kom v'tolo ben Shmayel Ara, and he was lifted off the ground and suspended in midair. Omar Lahu, so he said to them, Afikuli livni vetino mihosam, send up some bricks and cement for me so I can do it. Omru, they said to him, Umi ikodamotzi la suke hosam? Is there anybody that can reach you up there? In other words, he was obviously a few thousand feet up in the air. So they said to him, how do we get it up there? Omar, he said to them, Umi ikodamotzi la mivni beso ben shmayel ara. Is there anybody that can build a house between heaven and earth? In other words, you asked me to do something impossible, I'll ask you to do something impossible. This is the conversation, and now Rabbeinu Zal is going to give a deep interpretation because these weren't regular people. These were the wisest men of the nations of the world at that time. They were asking him very deep questions, and his answers were deeper. Just before we continue, a note on this, because this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This is one of the items that the Vilna Gaon, Zichron Avrocha, brings as proof in Yoredeya, in the laws of Mo'enen U'Mechashif, where it says about not using magic and those types of items. So it mentions person being permitted to use a kameya, an amulet, on Shabbos, whether you're allowed to or not. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the words of the Rambam Zal, who says, He mentions his opinion on it, and he says, even though we know that this doesn't really work, it doesn't really help, but psychologically, the person could feel better. Some people, they'll know they have an amulet, a kameya, they'll feel better. On that statement, which the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rambam, the Vilna Gaon Zal writes that any comments that the Rambam Zal makes regarding this topic or these topics or related to this subject, kameyas, shedim, all of these types of topics, we reject the Rambam Zal's opinion on these items 100%. The reason being that because of the fact that he got involved in the study of philosophy, this took him off the path regarding these items. This has nothing to do with his Sefer Yad HaChazokah, of which 97% is accepted as one of the foundations of the Shulchan Aruch. But those areas where he discusses these topics, the Vilna Gaon Zal says, we know that the majority of rabbis in his generation, in the Rambam's generation, came out fire against him and disagreed with him, and therefore we reject his opinion in these items completely, since we know that there are countless places in the Gemara, in the Medrash, where it quotes many stories of the rabbis doing miracles, things related to Shedim, and this is one of the Gemaras that the Shulchan Aruch over there quotes, that the Vilna Gaon quotes, he said a name of Hashem and he was suspended in midair, and we know that these items are 100% fact. True, there's a deeper meaning to them. There are secrets, but he says not the deeper meaning that the philosophers or scientists try to come up with, but rather the deeper meaning of the Sifrei Kabbalah, of the secrets of Torah that are brought in those forum. When we talk about deep explanations of the Agodos of the Gemara, the stories of the Gemara, it's not Chas V'Shalom, the explanations that come from those type of forum that are based on philosophy. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Hamisnagdim, Hamivazim, Umecharfim, Yirei Hashem, those people who are against, mitnaged means neged, against, who insult and disgrace those that have true fear of Hashem, ze machmas shemekablim toiro mitalmidei chachomim shedin yehudoim. The reason why they do that is because they receive their Torah from a negative source. The Zohar Kodesh uses this term. The Zohar Kodesh says that when we talk about Shadim, there are three classes of Shadim. There are those Shadim that represent a Tomei item. They represent Klipot, bad. There are those Shadim, the Zohar Kodesh says, that are sort of combination of good and bad. And then the Zohar Kodesh says there are Shadim who have Torah also. Shadim Chachomim. That's the wording that the Zohar Kodesh uses over there, where Rabbein Ezal's quoting this from. So that relative to Shadim, a Shade, the Gemara says, is something which is in between half angel, half human, and generally they look to do harm to humans, especially to Jews. So Rabbein Ezal says they receive their Torah from this negative place. These Shadim that are called Chachomim Shadim Yehudoim. Rabbein Ezal explains now, Ki Talmidei Chachomim Shadim Yehudoim Hei Mekablim Torosom Mei HaShadim Sheyesh Lehem Torah Nefula Mei Alfin Nefulim. Because these Talmidei Chachomim who receive this other type of Torah teaching, Rabbein Ezal is going to explain soon what's different about it. But these Talmidei Chachamim who receive that kind of Torah, they get it from the Shadim, who also have Torah, but their Torah is a Torah Nefula. It's a fallen Torah that comes from the Alfin Nefulin, from the fallen Alephs. We'll see soon exactly, Rabbein Ezal is going to explain this. Now Rabbein Ezal says, "Uba'alfin eluk siv b'shloimoi." Regarding these alephs, it says about Shloimoi Hamelech, "Vayedaber shloishes alofim moshol." He spoke 3,000 misholim. The word aleph here could mean thousands, or the word aleph means to teach. Va'alef chachma means I will teach you wisdom. Shloimoi Hamelech taught 3 teachings of allegories. Vayihiyu shiroi chamisha vo'elef. And his song was 5 and an aleph. That's a 4th aleph. These represent 4 alephs from which chachma, from which wisdom comes forth. Because Shlomo HaMelech wrote 4 sforim, Mishlei, Koheles, Shirashirim, and Mishlei, Koheles, Shirashirim, and 3 sforim. Could be the 4th one is referring to something else. Now Rabbein Ezal explains, Ki Shloimoi zocho lehem bigdusha. Shloimoi HaMelech was zocho to these Dalet Alfin in a form of Kedusha, in a holy form. Aval Talmidei Chachamim Shedin Yehudoin mekable mehem derech haklipois. Whereas, these wrong type of Talmidei Chachamim, they receive their Torah via the klipois, via the tumah. And it's for this reason that kol diburam derech moshel umelitzo v'taimim nithloim. Their words are very eloquent and very flowery and elaborate. Ki sharosho me'elu alfin hanal. Because their origin is from these dalet alfin, which represent a very special place. However, it could come via one of 2 paths, via kedusha or via the opposite place. Ve'elu ha-talmidei chachamim ne'amar aleihem, and about these talmidei chachamim who receive this wrong type of Torah, it's written about them, hama'at mikem hal'ois anoshim, isn't it enough that you tire out people, ki silu kam elikim, that you even tire out Hashem? In other words, they bore people, or they bore and tire out Hashem, kaviyochol, with their teaching, with their discussions. Because they tire out and weaken the people that come to hear their lectures, their Torah. And people that come to these lectures, they think that they're going to receive benefit from it. They think that they're going to be improved by hearing these lectures. They believe that they're going to come to understand Hashem better and they'll learn how to serve Hashem. Vehem hu anoshim ein meisigim shum toyeles, and the people do not derive any benefit at all. Ki toyrosim shel elu atamidei chachamim ein lohem koyach lahadrich esodim bederech hatoiv, because the Torah of these talmidei chachamim does not have the power in it to guide people on a good path, on a constructive path. Because the Gemara says, from bad will not come forth good. Meaning if the rabbi is bad, he's not in a position to teach something constructive to his students. If he's lacking in fear of Hashem, then he's not in a position to give it over. So even if he's giving over Torah knowledge, in quotes, that's not what Hashem presented. This isn't lahavdil, like there's biology, there's chemistry, there's Torah. This teaching has a purpose to it. It's supposed to improve the person. It's supposed to take animal, flesh and blood, and turn it into something angelic, something very special. V'loyoid, not only that, not only do they tire out the people that come to them, kisilu gam elikim, they tire out Hashem also, kavyachol. It's as if they tire out Hashem from helping people. In other words, Hashem becomes tired out from them from being willing to help Jews. So as a result, these people had come to these lectures to be improved in everything. And the lectures tire them out and tire Hashem out. Hashem does not answer these people's prayers. Hashem doesn't help them. And the result is that the people fall into kfirois gedolos. The people lose their faith in Hashem because they don't really get to see Hashem in action. Because for Hashem, Hashem isn't working for them. V'choshvim chas v'sholom lo yirev lo yovan elikim b'maise b'nei odom. And they chas v'sholom think that Hashem doesn't see and Hashem isn't involved with the world, with people. Al yidei zeh, and as a result of that, es yirei Hashem lo yechabdu. The pasuk continues, as a result, these people lose their respect for rabbis. They lose their respect for legitimate rabbis. Umecharfim umevayshim oisam, and they insult them and they embarrass them. Ubishvil ze busho nikro avoides alilim. Rabbein Azal says, and it's for this reason that embarrassment is called avoides zora, is sometimes called busho, shame, embarrassment. Because the kemoish kosev, as the pasuk says, vayinozru leboishes, they turned away from Hashem to boishes. Boishes means embarrassment. It's a nickname for avoides zora. Ki habusha vahachiruf nase mikfirus. Because this concept of embarrassing tzaddikim, shaming tzaddikim, insulting them, comes as a result of this idol worship, meaning the lack of faith in Hashem. How does the lack of faith come about? Because they attach themselves to these rabbis who teach in a way where the teaching is not intended to make the person more religious, to improve the person in any way. And as a result, they're not plugged into Hashem, so they don't really see Hashem, so that their faith is very weak. As a result of their faith being weak, their faith in Chachomim is weak, their faith in Tzadikim is weak. They go ahead and speak out easily against Tzadikim, and that's this cycle that Rabbein Azal is talking about here. Now Rabbein Azal says, paragraph Beis, Ukshiyesh liyirei Hashem cherpois ubushois me'akoy from Wailu, and when those Tzadikim, those people who have true fear of Hashem, receive this embarrassment and shame from these atheists, from these people that don't really believe in Hashem, Eitzo al zeh, the advice as to how to deal with this is, Onoichi toila'as v'loi ish cherpas odom. Dovra Melech says in Tehillim, I am a worm and not a person, and I'm shamed by people. Meaning, l'cherpois u'bizyoinois, if a person wants to know how to respond to this cherpas odom, the correct way to respond to it is hasgula laze bechinas toileya. The response to this is a worm, to humble yourself. That should get the person to be more humble. Shalidei bechina hazois menatzeach oivov. By a person achieving true humbleness, that's what allows him to be victorious over his enemies. Rabbein Azal explains, ki toileya hu bechinas emuna. Because this concept of a worm, which is the symbol of modesty here, the symbol of humbleness, Rabbein Azal says this word, toilea, is also synonymous with faith, emuna. Kamo shekosuv ho emunim olai toilo. There's a pasuk that puts these two items together, emuna and toilo, toilea. So Rabbein Azal says, Toileya, this concept of humbleness is directly connected with Emunah. Because what is humbleness? Humbleness means there's a Hashem. If there's a Hashem, Hashem is everything and I'm nothing. Those two are synonymous. It's impossible for a person not to be humble if they really believe in Hashem. Because believing in Hashem means believing that Hashem is everything and everywhere and rules over everything, and Hashem makes everything happen. It's not me and my effort and my brains, it's only Hashem. So Emunah and Anivus go together, Rabbein Azal says. This is the concept of Avraham Avinu, Shehu Roish Lamaminim. The Torah calls him the leader of all believers. As the Pasuk says, he was the one who really believed in Hashem. And it's through the concept of Avraham Avinu, who is this Emunah, who had this anivus, this humbleness, through that a person is zeicha to break and destroy the idol worship, the atheism, the shame. Umizgaber ala koifrim, and the person is zeicha to be victorious over these non-believers. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, begvurois yesha yeminoi. That the yamin, which is the symbol of Avraham Avinu, the right side, chesed, wins out over the gvurois. I'm sorry, Bigvurois Yesha Yeminoi, that the Yamin, which is the concept of Avraham Avinu, Yesha achieves success, Bigvurois, through a certain type of Hisgabrus. Ki Avraham Shu Bechinas Chesed, Bechinas Emuna, because Avraham Avinu, who is the concept of Chesed, which is synonymous with Emuna, Reb Nachman Shigurinzal in the back shows the connection that Chesed is the beginning of Zeranpin, Malchus, which is Emunah, is the end of Zeranpin. So those two are one package. Rabbein Azal and Torah Lamed and Likutim Ran later on will have, puts the two together. V'huchan b'chesed kisoi. It says about Dovan HaMelech or Shlem HaMelech that he'll establish his throne with kindness. So we see that chesed and Malchus are one. This is the beginning of Zeranpin. This is the head and tail of the same item. So Rabbein Azal says here, Avraham Avinu, who is the Bechin of Chesed, the Bechin of Emunah, the Bechina, says the Pasuk says, V'chazdi loy ofir v'loy ashaker be'emunosi, that I won't hold back my kindness, and I won't lie in my trustworthiness. We see that Emunah and Chesed are put together, b'yemin hazoyis u'mizgaber aloyvav. With this right, with this chesed, the right side, he strengthens himself over his enemies. Kinase bebechinas anshe chayil mituloim. Because the person becomes anshe chayil, means warriors, powerful, mituloim, dressed in ornate clothing. So we see that this word mituloim refers to strength also, power, a certain power that a person gets from this anivus, from this emunah. And it's through this chesed that the person is able to fix up these four fallen aleph's. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Vo'oise chesed lo alofim. That chesed is what fixes up the alofim. Rabbein Azal is going to explain now what the alofim are. He's going to go into very clear detail to explain what that's all about. In a sense, not. Rabbeinu, first of all, as far as where the Shadim get their Torah, from Hashem. It was given to the Jews, but once it's in the world, it's available, period. And it's accessible to them also. In other words, the Zohar HaKadosh uses this word, Chocham Shed Yehudoi, implying that by the Shadim there's also a concept of Torah. Not that they have mitzvahs like we do, but in terms of the knowledge, they have it available to them also, the knowledge of Torah. The second item, as far as their tefillos, the wording Rabbein Azal used is that these people tire out Hashem, and as a result, it's like somebody asks you for something and you're too tired to do it for them, you won't do it for them, that kind of thing. So here also, Kaviyochel Hashem is not responsive to those people. If he's not responsive, they lose faith in Hashem. They become convinced, Chas V'Shalom, that there is no Hashem. Lose faith in Hashem, automatically they're also mevaze yirei Hashem. They're also mevaze tzadikim. Once, because the two go together, vayaminu b'Hashem uv'moshe avdoi. A person, an Orthodox Jew, cannot say that he believes in Hashem without believing in tzadikim. And so too, a person can't really believe in tzadikim and have the proper respect for them unless they believe in Hashem, unless the faith in Hashem is strong. In this chapter in the Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal doesn't mention that, although it seems obvious. Both are available. The Gemara says, "V'samtem v'zois haTorah asher som Moshe lefnei Bnei Yisrael." This is the Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu presented to Bnei Yisrael. Why does he use the word "som"? Why doesn't it say "asher lomad lefnei Bnei Yisrael"? The Gemara says that word "som" has a double meaning. "Som" in Hebrew, when it's spelled with a samach, could mean medicine or could mean poison. Kaviyochel Hashem designed the Torah in such a way where a person can take out of it medicine, something that improves him, or poison, something deadly. This is another manifestation of it, where there's two sources to draw Torah from. There's the Alfandik Dusha, as we're going to see, Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain, where Shlomo HaMelech received the Torah from, and there's this other concept of Alfin HaNefulin, fallen Alephs, from which these Shadim draw their Torah. And there are Talmidei Chachamim who, because there isn't, the Gemara says, Imein Yira Ein Chachma, let's say, the Gemara mentions a whole bunch of prerequisites to Chachma. If a person ignores that and goes for the Chachma alone, he thinks he's getting the same thing as the other guy. He doesn't know that it's the outside, the wrapping looks the same. The inside is something totally different. And Rabbeinu Zal is pointing out here that it shows itself in a disrespect for tzaddikim, a certain way of being, finding it easy to be mecharef and megadef tzaddikim, chas v'shalom. In terms of being machnia them, being victorious over them in all respects, possibly in terms of leading Klal Yisrael, or in terms of whatever jobs these Talmidei Chachamim have, which means leading Klal Yisrael, probably. Here he's saying it all. Vanoichi toilas v'loyish means to be silent, humble. Humble means not to yell back louder. Humble means to that's the wording that Rabbeinu Zal used here. That the eitzah for it is. That the tzaddik uses this to make himself feel still humbler, to bring him to greater levels of humbleness. Rebbe Zal mentions on the Likutei Moran tapes that note Rabbeinu Zal used the word here that they're learning leloi toyeles. Their learning is without toyeles. Toyeles means purpose. The tikkun for it is toilas. This humbleness, and we're going to see later on, it's going to come into play also when he mentions the Shem Membeis. Okay, now Rabbeinu Zal says, so we see that the Eitzah for this is Anivus Chesed Avraham Avinu, the Mid of Avraham Avinu. That's how a person deals with this problem. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, V'lovoy l'chesed, in order for a person to be zoiche to this Chesed, with which he can be machnia these koifrim, yef shelovoy elo al yedei sheyachnis talmidei chachamim tzadikim l'toich beisoy. The only way to get to that is by bringing talmidei chachamim tzadikim into his home. Ki hamachnis orchim talmidei chachamim amitim l'toich beisoy, because a person who's zoche to bring guests that are true talmidei chachamim into, note he's using the word not just stam talmid chacham shaden yudo talmidei chachamim amitim, a person who's zeicha to bring true talmidei chachamim into his house. The Gemara says keilu hikriv tmidin, it's as if he brought a korban tamid. The food that he puts before them is like the korban tamid in the Beis Hamikdash. Kemaymar Chazal, as the Gemara learns out in Brachos, it says that woman said Ish kodosh oiver olenu tomid, that this holy man Elisha Novi always, he's a regular guest in our home. She said, Tomid means regular, he comes regularly. And the Gemara darshins, that from here we learn out that inviting a Talmud Chacham guest into your home is as if you were Makriv Korban Tomid. That's what the Gemara says. So through that, now Rabbi Nezal says, Ubozer Hashimush, and through the act of serving them, She'oimed Aleihem Umeshame Shoisum, whereby the person stands over them and waits on them and serves them, Zoiche L'Chesed Hanal. That's how a person is Zoiche to this Chesed that we spoke about earlier. Kemaimar, as the Gemara says in Ksubas, Kol Hamoinea Talmidoi Melesham Shoi Ki'ilu Moinea Mimenu Chesed. That any person, any rabbi who doesn't allow his student to serve him, he's preventing him from being Zoiche to Chesed. So Rabbi Nezal says, so the key to Chesed is serving the Talmidei Chachamim. Two interesting points on this. Number one, this term Oimed Aleihem Umeshame Shoisam, one of the Mephoshim mentions in the back, note that that's the wording that's used about Avram Avinu when the three Malachim came to him, that it says Vehu Oimed Aleihem Tachas Oetz Vayechelu. They were sitting, he was standing. Recently, a question came up. Usually, we don't mention personal stories on the tape. Recently, a question came up regarding my Nachman's Bar Mitzvah, preparing for the Bar Mitzvah. And there was a certain decision to be made regarding the Shabbos, a meal, we're going to have company. And Hashem helped that I was zeichet to ask Reb Michal about this item. I had a certain question about how to go about doing a certain item. Because we wanted a particular caterer, and that caterer, the service, the waiters, were not going to be available, period. So the question was, based on that, not to get that caterer, or yes, or get a different one, or what? And I mentioned it to Reb Michal, and his response immediately was, what do you need waiters for? The Gemara says that Rabban Gamliel, the Gemara says that one time Rabban Gamliel made a suda for the rabbis, and he was standing, Rabban Gamliel was the nosi, he was the chief rabbi. He was standing over them, serving them hand and foot. So the Gemara says, one of them said to the other one, like, how could we sit here when the Nasi, the chief rabbi, is serving us? So he said to them, what are you talking about? Am I any better than Avraham Avinu? By Avraham Avinu, it says these words, Vahu oimed aleihem tachas, he served. Reb Michal said, the kavod is that the host should serve. That's the greatest respect for a host is not that the waiter brings it out, but the host, you'll serve. And he said it as a father would tell it to a son. He wasn't saying it because he wanted us to get dirty. He was saying it to teach a message that this is a privilege. So here Rabbi Nezal says that if a person is zeichet to be meshamesh, Talmidei Chachamim, stand over them in this way, that's how he's zeichet to chesed, and he gets credit as if he brought the korban tomid. Ubishvil ze hoyo hatomid keves. Rabbi Nezal says it's for this reason that the Gemara says, what type of animal did they use for korban tomid? It was a sheep. A sheep is called a keves. Kimimenu nistaknu ho'alfin. Because it's this specific sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash, the korban tomid, that's the tikkun for these alfin. Shekovush, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, va'ani kekeves aluf. I am like a sheep, like an ox. We see that keves goes together with aluf, that the tikkun for the alefs is the keves, the korban tomid. Rabbi Nezal says, v'zeh b'chinas keves, and this is the concept of a human keves. When is a person a human korban tomid? Shekovush tachas yad raboi umeshame shoysam. When a person, what's kovush? When a person subjugates, he humbles himself under his rabbi and serves him, he curls himself up in a sense, makes himself small to serve his rabbi, that's when he becomes like a living korban tomid. That act of serving his rabbi gives him all the benefits that the korban tomid accomplished. The korban tomid was misaking these alfin digdusha, vani kekeves aluf, so too the act of being mishamesh, tamid hachomim, and achnos esorchim, that act is misaking these alfin. Now Rabbi Nezal starts quoting from the Arizal. The Arizal in the Pri Etz Chaim, where he discusses the secret names of Hashem, and kavonis that a person is supposed to have when they say the parsha of the korban tomid in the morning, the Arizal gives a whole explanation. Rabbi Nezal is going to take that explanation now and teach us the musar of what it represents. Rabbi Elazar says, "Vezet tomid bigimatria dalid alfin." The word tomid, tof mem dalid, 444, is bigimatria four times aleph. Aleph lamed pei. Aleph lamed pei is 111. Four times that, 444. Shehu tikun ho alfin. The korban tomid is the tikun for these alfin nikdusha, which are the source of chachma, either source of constructive chachma or the opposite kind. V'zehu, Rabbi Nazar says, this is why there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Lemi medonim, lemi siach. Who are those people of medonim, machloikis? Who are those people that are constantly blabbering, siach? They're always talking against. Rabbi Nazar says, Hainu al yedei siach, al yedei chochom shed yehudoi. This word siach is roshei tevois chochom shed yehudoi. Through these types of rabbis, al yodoi medonim, they're the beginning of machloikis. Al yodoi bo hisnagdus, they generate this hisnagdus, this feeling of anti against those who have true fear of Hashem. Now Rabbi Nazar says, "V'zeh shamru soved ve'atono." This is what these wise men of Athens said to Rabbi Shimon Chananya, "Bini lon beso bavir adalma." Build us a house in midair. Rabbi Nazar says, "Ki elu bnei adam haroitzim laroi chavidosam al yedei atoira sheshaimim mitamid chachamim sheden yudoin." Because these people who want to set up their religion through what they receive from these chachamim sheden yudoin, ube'emes ein lohem al mashi ismoichu. What they're missing is the main thing. They're missing the foundation. They have nothing supporting them. They don't have the foundation. V'havi ki'ilu roitzim livnois bayis bavira. If you're building a house and there's no foundation, it's like building a house in midair. Ki talmidei chachamim sheden yehudoim heim porchin bo'avir. Because these types of talmidei chachamim, they're floating in the air. There's no feet. There's no yirah shamayim. There's no yesoidos. The foundation of Yiddishkeit is missing by them. Ve'ein lohem al mashi yismoichu. They don't have what to support themselves with. Kimoi hashedin sheporchin bo'avir. Just like the Gemara says, a shed is something that flies through the air. That's one of the three ways in which they resemble angels. They fly. These chachamim also fly. They have no base. They're not grounded. V'omar, so the Gemara says, this is what they asked him. V'omar Shem v'kom bein Shmaya v'ara. Rabbi Shuban Hananya said a name of Hashem, and he was suspended between heaven and earth. Rabbi Nizal explains, Hainu atalmid chochom amiti hu bein shmayo la'ara. The true Talmud Chacham is the one who's in the middle. He's centered between heaven and earth. Ki targumoi, as the Targum says, ki choyl bashamayim uva'oretz de'ochid bishmayo v'ara. The Pasuk says, L'cho Hashem ha'gedula v'ha'gvura v'atiferes v'anetzach v'ahoid ki choyl bashamayim uva'oretz. Ki choyl, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is bigimatria yesoid. Ki is 50, chof yud, choyl, ki is 30, choyl is 50, is bigimatria 80, which is the word yesoid. So ki choyl represents yesoid, which is the tzaddik, tzaddik yesoid oilam. The Targum on ki choyl b'shamayim avorat says, de'ochid ben shmai avara. The tzaddik is the one who holds on, he grabs hold of both heaven and earth. Meaning, he is connected. He is properly connected. V'omar, and he said to them, afikuli, meaning, what's his place of Torah? The Meforshim, Rav Nosson Zal explains, his house is the Beis HaMikdosh. The center of the true, the highest body of Talmidei Chachamim was the Lishkas HaGozes in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Beis HaMikdosh was Bein Shmayo La'ara. It had the Shmayo, the Korbonos, the Reach Nichoyach that went up to heaven. And the Ara, it had the Evan Shasi in it, that rock in it from which the earth was created. That's this house which is Bein Shmayo La'ara, the Beis HaMikdosh. So that's what he did. V'omar, and he said to them, Afikuli Livni Vitino Mehosam. Bring up bricks and cement for me from there. Ki Tino Nichnas Belibom Shelelu Kanal. This word Tino also means mud, filth, like a certain filthiness has entered into the hearts of these people. Venase Libom Lev Ho Even. And their hearts have turned to stone. They don't have that heart that heart of tefillah. They don't have yirah shemayim, which is the whole concept of the lev. Dovra moser lelev, nema bo yiris, the Gemara says. So their hearts are hearts of stones. And when a true Talmud Chacham sees where these people are holding, he sees their bad intentions. He says to them, "Sheyotziu hatino melibam." Get, take out. Afiku means bring up. Afiku also means take out. Get rid of the tina. Get rid of the cement in your heart. Get rid of that rock, heart of rock. Sheyotziu hatino shebleiv oeven. They should remove that filthiness in their heart of stone. Val yachpoiru b'kodesh baruch hu, and don't reject Hashem. Ki hatino v'leiv oeven. Because this filth and this heart of stone, mehosam, comes from over there. The word hosam means there. Rabbi Nazal says, "Hainu bebechinas ho alfin hanafulim anal." There means those fallen aleph's. Shehem gematria hosam. The word hosam is 444 with the koilel plus one. Ki dalid pomim aleph im hakoilel oile hosam. So that's what he was saying to them. First, fix up the dalid alfin, and then you can come into this house. Amru, so they said to him, "Mi iku demotzi lasuke hosam? Who can do that? Who can fix up these fallen olives?" Shamru loy, "Mi yochoy laloy salfen anafulin?" Who's in a position to fix up these fallen olives? Veheishiv lohem, and he answered them, "Mi iku demotzi lamivni beisa bein shmai elara?" Who can build a house between heaven and earth? Meaning, hainu, that person who builds his house through the true Talmidei Chachamim, they do have a foundation. They do have what to be based on. Because the true Talmidei Chachamim are the concept of tzaddik yisoid olam. Their whole makeup is foundation, roots. They're the epitome of roots, of being grounded. Rabbi Nazal says, "Umi shebeisoi beisvat lachachomim," a person whose house is a gathering place for chachomim. Sheboine beisoi, he builds his house bebechinas ish kodoy shoyver aleinu tomid. He sees to it to always have these people welcome in his house. These ish kodosh is over aleinu tomid, meaning the hachnos asorchem of tamid chachomim amitim that he spoke about before. Through that, Nase alias kir. That person fixes up the wall. He builds up the wall. Elu ha'anoshim malin ha'alfin. Those people are misaking the alfin. Now, when I was looking at this today, usually we don't play these games. But this expression, beisvad l'chachomim, is a very famous expression from the Gemara, Pirkei Avos. The last letters of beis, vad, l'chachomim are tomid. Exactly. I don't know if any of the Mephoshim bring this. I didn't see this, but I'm sure it's not coincidence, period. That a person who's zoche, this is the Eitzer Rabbeinu Zal's giving, that by a person making him, being a beis vad l'chachomim, he's machnes soirech, tamid l'chachomim amitiyim, this ensures him this tikkun of the dalet alfin, which is begematria tomid, because being meshamish them is like bringing the korban tomid. Now Rabbeinu Zal takes a Gemara in Shabbos, and Rabbeinu Zal takes that Gemara in Shabbos and uses it to re-explain and show again this lesson here. The Gemara in Shabbos takes the first 10 letters of the alphabet, the Hebrew alphabet, and gives a taich for them. The Gemara there says, Aleph Beis, Gimel Dalet, Hey Vov, Zayin Ches, Tes Yud. Gimel Dalet, the Gemara says, refers to Goymel Dalim. Gimel is Goymel. Dalit is dalus, poverty, refers to giving tzedakah. Goymel means, to be... So now Rabbi Nazal says, v'zeh aleph beis gimel dalit doshmayo va'ara. Gimel and dalit, which the Gemara says, refer to gemilas chasodim, that refers to heaven and earth. Why? Because shamayim, heaven, is mashpia, it gives the rain and everything. Dalim, the poverty, is on earth, the place of earth, which is the makabel, the ones that receive. Bayis, Rabbi Nazal says, mi sheboina beis bay, the letter beis, that's gimel dalit, is heaven and earth. Beis is bayis. Mi sheboina beisoy bein shmai la'ara, a person who builds the beis connected to gimel and dalit, connected to heaven and earth, he builds a house between heaven and earth. Ze tikun ho alfin. That's how he fixes up the aleph's. In other words, read it now. Aleph beis gimel dalet. The tikkun for aleph is to build a bias between Gimel and Dalet, between heaven and earth, between Goymel Dalim. Zayin Ches, Hainu Elu Bneyot Mahamekablim Toirosom Ishaden Yehuduim. Those two letters refer to those people who get their Torah from the wrong place. From these Shaden Yehudoim, Hamechunim B'Shem Zayin, they are given the nickname of the letter Zayin. B'Bechinas Laseirim Asherheim Zoinim. The Pasuk says, don't turn to idols to which they turn away to. Zoinim, Zoine, Zayin, is Miloshin to turn away. Turn away from Hashem, turn to idols. So the Zayin refers to the other type of Talmidei Chachamim. Mehem, Hachiruf, Vahabizyonos. And they're the ones who pour out all the insults. Bebechinas, that's this letter Ches. Bebechinas, Uboiz, Mishpochois, Yechateni. Shaming families, they spill out on me, they pour out all over me. This word Yechateni is Miloshin Ches, Ches Yutov. Bechinas Ches, that's the letter Ches. Hey Vov, what do the letters Hey and Vov represent here? Hoi Vai. The Gemara says many times that the sound of tsa'oko, screaming, is Hoi Vai, Hoi Vai. Rabbein Ezal says, Loshin tsa'oko umariva. That's the sound of battle cry, when people are yelling, screaming. Lemi medonim, lemi siach. This goes back to what we said before, that these chachomim, shaven yehudoin, who are represented by the Zion, they're the ones who cause the chiruf, the ches, the Yechateni, and they're the ones who cause machloket among Bnei Yisrael, Rachmona Litzlan. Hainu Zayin Ches, that's the Zayin and the Ches, the machlokes, coming from these Chachamim Sheden Yudoin. Tes Yud, now the last two letters, Tes and Yud, Rabbein Ezal says, the letter Tes, the Zohar HaKodesh says, that if you look at the shape of the letter Tes, it's like a Zayin, and then it's like a hand reaching inside. The right side of the tes is like shaped like a hand reaching inside the center of the tes. The Zohar HaKodesh says that's called tuva gonis begaveh. That refers to certain items we have bad on the outside, good on the inside. In other words, it's like pointing inside. Don't look at the exterior. Go for the inside. Go for the middle. Shetoshis libcho letoiv hagonis bedvorov. Rabbein Ezal says, this means, what should a person do if they come into contact with these Chachamim Sheden Yudon? People who have knowledge of Torah, but yet you see lacking in Yerushamayim, and what should you do? You have to extract the good from them. There's certain things that you can learn from them. You have to be able to extract the good from them. That's this test, Tuvo Gonis Begaveh. It's hinting to a certain good that's hidden inside. Vaidezeh Yud. And through that, you'll accomplish the letter Yud. What does the letter Yud represent? Hainu titakin al yidezeh ho alfin. The letter Yud represents the tikkun of the alfin. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, oide shimcho ki osi sofele. I give praise to your name, Hashem, because you work wonders. Oide is miloshin Yud. Yud means lehodot, to give praise. Oide Shimcha, the Yud, represents Oisei Fele. The Tikkun of Pele, Pei Lamed Aleph, is Aleph. The Tikkun for the Aleph is symbolized by the letter Yud. Rabbein Ezal says also, Do Aleph. This Pele is Aleph. Vize Yud, Tsuras Aleph. The letter Yud is actually the shape of an Aleph, the Zohar HaKodesh says. Vize Yud, Loshen Oide, a concept of praising. The Yud, an Aleph, is shaped like a Yud on top. A Vov is that piece that goes across the middle, and that bottom piece with the funny shape is like a Dalet. The way you draw an Aleph in the Sefer Torah, the Zohar HaKodesh says it's shaped like Yud Vov Dalet. That's the letters that it's made up from, sort of. Now Rabbein Ezal says also, Yud Bibichinas Vayadu Evan. The word Yud also means to throw. The Pasuk says they threw a stone. Loshen Hashlocha, a concept of throwing away. Hainu Kliposoi Zorak. This is the concept of Tes Yud. Tes refers to the Tuvo Gonis Begaveh, that in the center there's a good, on the outside there's a bad. Throw away the bad, hold on to the good, and learn from the good. Just like the Gemara says about Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir had a Rabbi Acher. The Gemara says, Rabbi Meir Rimoin Motzo. Rabbi Meir found a pomegranate. Toicho Yochal, the center he ate from, Kliposei Zorak, the outside, the klipa, the shell, he threw away. The Arizal gives an unbelievable chiddush on that, because the Arizal explains there's one angel in heaven that's called the Rosh Yeshiva in heaven. That's called the Malach Memtes. His name is spelled Memtes Reish Vov Nun. We're not allowed to say his name. I'll say it as two words, Matat, and then the word Roin. You put those two words together, that's the name of this angel. He's the Rosh Yeshiva in heaven. The Zohar Kodesh says that there are two yeshivas in heaven. There's Mesifta Yiloh, the upper yeshiva, over which Hashem is the Rosh Yeshiva, where there's no machlokes at all. It's only psak halacha. There's only kosher. You know, that kind of thing. There's no debate. There's no mix of good and bad whatsoever. Tomei tohar, kosher, posel. In the second yeshiva, there's a lower level yeshiva, relatively lower, which is the yeshiva over which this chief angel rules over. That's called a mesifta de rokia. Rokia is oisius ikor, referring to yesoi, the six spheres of Zeranpin. Those six spheres, chesed, gevura, netzachoi, there's a right and left, there's good and bad, kosher, posel, tomei torah, osamuta. In that yeshiva, there is a concept of debate. There is a concept of this birur of good and bad. So the Arizal says that if you look at the name of this angel, you'll find an incredible thing. The Arizal says the letters tes, let's take a look at the wording, in other words, the way this name is written. On the outside, you have a mem, and you have resh vov nun. On the inside, you have the letters tes. Tes is bigimatria chai. Chai is the nickname of Tzadik. Tzadik Chai Alman, the Zohar Kodesh always says. Chai represents purity, holiness, etc. The Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, Rimoin Motzah. Rabbi Meir found this concept of Rimoin. Rimoin is the outside letters of this angel, Mem Testes Reishuv Nun. Toichoi Ochal, the center he ate from. The Testes, which represents Chai, which represents this Tuvo Gonis Begavei, that he ate from. Kliposo Zorak, the outside, the Reish Mem Vov Nun, he threw away, meaning he was a big enough tzaddik to be able to sort out the good from the bad. This doesn't apply to every person. The Gemara says when a person's looking for a rabbi, choose very carefully. The Gemara says, Im Horav Doime Lemalach Hashem Tzvokois, if your Rebbe is like an angel, attaches. The Pasuk says, Ki Sif Sekoin Yishmeru Das V'Toyri Yivakshem Yipiyu, Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokois Hu. Search out Torah from the lips of a Kohen, meaning a rabbi, because Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokois Hu, because he's like a heavenly angel. So the Gemara says, Im Horav Doime Lemalach Hashem Tzvokois, good. If not, stay away from him. Because a simple person can't necessarily know what to hold, what to throw out, how to be selective. But this is talking about a person who has already an education, who's grounded properly. Such a person, when they come into contact with this type of Talmud Chacham, the good you can take from him, the bad discard. There is this concept of sorting out the good from the bad. Now Rabbi Nizal says... Adkan Loshen Rabbein Nizal. Up to here is the words of Rabbein Nizal. This is the end of this chapter on the Likutei Moran. Now Rabbein Nizal is going to go on to take that section from the Kisvei Arizal, the Pri Etz Chaim of the Korban Tomid. He's going to present it first, what the Arizal says, and then he's going to show how Rabbein Nizal's words serve as an explanation of Pirush of the Arizal's words. This we'll have next week in the session.